Having a guy like Dwayne in the middle, you know, who has been successful in a 4-3 system, a guy that can clog up that middle, I think he'd be a great fit for us. And so we all fired up, man. It was great to be back out there today, running around and competing against the offense. But, we're ready to go. And hopefully this year we can do some of the things that everybody was expecting us to do last year.
Trey, I know you appreciate how much the defensive line can help the entire defense. Do you find yourself kind of watching those guys, checking out what kind of talent you have? Because it's so critical to the team's success.
Well, you're always going to, have walkthroughs, and when you're not in there, you're going to glance over and see what the other guys are doing. And, you know, when they have their little one-on-one drills, you know, we're going to glance down there and see what the young offensive tackle, you know, what he looked like. Want to see what Dwayne Robinson, them guys are doing. But, you know, hey, we're all fired up. You know, I think, you know, coaches felt like they made moves that could help this team. But for the most part, man, we're all about competing and about getting better. You know, last year was totally unacceptable. And, you know, we have a good team. Last year we didn't show how good of a team we actually can be, you know, week in and week out. You know, we weren't as consistent as we should have been. And this year we're looking forward to getting back at the top of the West and competing for a playoff spot.
Dre, you talked about slow now running the defense. What is different? I mean, he was here last year, so I'm sure it's not a whole bunch.
A few things would be a little different. I think terminology would be a little different, but we're going to have a set plays and we're going to run them. You know, we're not going to be everywhere with our calls and stuff like that. And I think with having Dwayne Robinson and having more stability up front, allow our coordinator to feel comfortable with some of the calls and allow him to execute and be happy with what he made. Last year, because of, you know, we didn't have any stability on the front line, you know, we were shuffling guys in and out. It was kind of hard for us to be successful, you know, as the coaches probably wanted us to be. We had like a different defensive front like every week. And for the most part, you know, the last half of the year, you know, we started to get stability and guys started playing well. You know, Elvis and the young guys, you know, they got experience and had a chance to fill voids and step up and make plays. This year with stability, I think it allowed Coach Slow to have confidence in some calls, allow us to establish ourselves as a defense, and hopefully we can benefit from that.
What about behind you? What do you think about those safeties? All the veteran you brought in, and even, you know, Amson John coming back. What do you think about the coverage?
I mean, well, you know, like I said, I think, you know, with Slow being the coordinator now, it just allows us to all gel better as a defense, as a defensive backfield. You know, I felt like last year the communication was well. We gelled well last year, but having a guy like Coach and then having stability, a guy like Boss Bailey who can cover. You know, he can run just as fast as any corner out there. And I think that'd be able to help us in the coverage and allow, you know, me and Champ to be able to do some things that we normally done in our past and can make plays, you know, bring play making back to the secondary. Now, last year we didn't intercept as many balls as, you know, as we had hoped. But, you know, we plan on having a breakout year as a duo. Intercepting a lot of passes, you know, getting deflections and intercepting balls, and hopefully, you know, we can set the tone early, you know, from day one to the last.
Dre, 40% turnover between offense and defense, and new guys coming in. Are you getting used to some of the new names and faces yet?
Oh no, man! I'm just going on year 10 for me, and you know, it's new faces and, you know, new coaches for me just about every year, and that's pretty much how it is in this league. You know, but, you know, by camp time, you know, I get the names down. But for the most part, I'm not going to try to learn names right now because I don't want to mess up any names. So I'm just going to let it come natural to me. And then just look forward to the summer, man.